This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom at 4 minutes past. As state lawmakers begin a new session, WMOT is exploring the legislative priorities of the state's most influential political leaders and organizations. Today, we speak to President-elect Lisa Henderson of the Tennessee Counseling Association. Henderson says the association's legislative focus will be a proposed bill they believe will damage the counseling profession in Tennessee. Republican lawmaker Jack Johnson of Brentwood introduced Senate Bill 1. The measure would place additional faith-based restrictions on counseling guidelines. Henderson says the current state adopted code of ethics was chosen 25 years ago by Tennessee professionals.
This legislation would override Tennesseans' right to choose what codes of ethics they adhere to.
The Johnson bill would add to a law passed last year that allows Tennessee counselors to turn patients away for personal reasons. Proponents say the measure protects a counselor's First Amendment rights. Detractors believe the law is an attack on the gay community. The new legislation would essentially require Tennessee to write its own code of ethics. Henderson says that could complicate licensing, make liability insurance hard to get, and even jeopardize state and federal funding.
That would be really damaging to the counselor's individual practices, and then also it would really restrict access to desperately needed care in a very vulnerable population.
Henderson says last year's bill did damage to the client-counselor relationship, and she fears this new measure will make matters worse. For WMOT News, I'm Mike Osborne.